Zvedavuhu.
Kaj poslušamo?
Kaj je to za en komad?
Wow, kaj pa je to za ena
zadeva? Kaj je to
za en komad?
Kaj pa je to?
Kaj je to za ena pesem?
Kaj pa je to za en komad?
Wow, kjer hud komad, kaj je to za en komad?
Zvedavo.
Ej ti,
ja?
Kaj te zanima? A kjer komad je to? A bi rad vedel, kjer komad je to?
Uh-huh.
Moraš poslušati v četrtek radio.
Glasbene avanture v Zvedavom ušesu vsak četrtek zvečer na Radiu Študent.
Dobro večer, lep pozdrav v oddaji Zvedavo uho na Radiu Študent. Danes bom samo uvodoma napovedal, kaj bomo nocoj slišali v oddaji. Podagi že slište kaset Boy in pa njuno ploščo oziroma posnetke z plošče Carry On Breathing. Gre za ploščo iz leta 2008. Kaset Boya smo sicer na Radiu Študent že predstavljali nekaj let nazaj. Takrat o priložnosti oziroma njun album The Parker Tapes, ki je šlo za torej njun prvenc, nastavil je takrat kar 7 let, od leta 95 do 2002. Sta pa s tistim albumom takrat pritegnila precej pozornosti, mogoče predvsem med elektronsko publiko, tisto malo zvedavejšo, Heidi Emery, recimo. V tistem času, glede na uspeh te plošče Parker Tapes, jo je na turnejo povabil, da nimo celo Square Pusher. Potem v izidu tiste plošče sta sicer napovedala, da se pač prihodnic spet oglasta čez naslednjih 7 let, torej da bosta spet 7 let nabirala te različne sample. Ampak potem vmes so šle še neke druge plošče, ki so bile bolj vezane na take koncepte Božič ali pa kaj podobnega. Potem pa tale album Carry On Breathing iz leta 2008 je bilo pa nekako pravo nadaljevanje tiste plošče Parker Tapes. Princip je ostal dosti podoben, s tem, da mogoče na začetku, torej mogoče bi še pojasnil njuno samo idejo ali pa koncept tega, kar počneta. Gre za samplanje, torej na nek način bi bilo lahko stvar tudi blizu hip-hopa. Čeprav ona dva se pač manj kot z glasbeno formo ukvarjata samo sporočilnostjo, ta sporočilnost je pa sicer taka zelo humorna, satirična, parodična. Sama sta rekla, oziroma en od njih je povzel v enem stavku koncept, pač, da posnameta celebrityje in potem te posnetke namestita v kontekst, kjer se sliši, da te celebrityji govorijo o seksu in drogah, kar je vedno zmagovita formula. In ta zmagovita formula, torej to se je pokazal s to ploščo Parker Tapes. Zelo dobro se pa lota stvari tudi na torej plošči Carry On Breathing. Zdaj mogoče razlika je ta, da Parker Tapes je nekako zavzel tako malo širšo popularno kulturo, torej sample sta nabirala iz televizije, radija, filmov, popularne glasbe. Medtem ko tale Carry On Breathing pa nekako povzame tako življenje človeka, pač od rojstva, pa potem šola, služba, kakšna kriza srednjih let, mogoče vmes, potem starost in pa smrt, vmes pa še kakšne stvari, ki so vezane, mogoče bolj na Britance, kakšni nogomet ali pa kaj podobnega. Tudi sicer je precej teh kvotov vzetih iz različnih britanskih serij, takih zelo popularnih, pa tudi sicer se lotevata popularnih ljudi, ki nekako se jih prepozna že skozi same kvote ali pa po glasu, tako pač kakšnih referenc izven tega ni, tudi naslovi sklad pač ponavad ne razkrijejo tega, za katerega človeka gre, torej za sample, katerega človeka gre. Sicer pa ta ideja njuna, torej samplanje cut and paste, precej sloni po mojem na izročilu tudi mogoče muzik konkret ali pa nekega kolažiranja, plandrfonike, ampak kot rečen se manj ukvarja ta samo glasbeno formo, čeprav tukaj na tem ploščku Carry On Breathing je tudi kar nekaj zelo zanimivih skladb gor, tako da človek si prav želi, da bi mogoče dal prihodnosti kaset bo izdal tudi en tak izdata prav elektronski album, bomo videli, mogoče se bo to celo zgodilo. Danes sicer tele plošče, ker je on Britting, žal ne bomo slišali v celoti, pač zaradi časovne omejitve, je pa stvar zastavljena tako zelo z glavo in repom in pa torej celostno zgodbo, tako da ampak sem nekako poskusil izluščati tiste manj zanimive stvari. Vsem pa priporočam, če imate to možnost, da se stvar pač poslušate v celoti, pa da ne bomo preveč povozili tele stvari, predlagam, da torej kar slišimo do konca. Tale izbor splošče Carry On Breathing in pa Cassette Boy. Lep pozdrav.
Tonight signals the end of the football season. Got Shearer excited.
David Beckham
pulls off
Sean Wright-Phillips.
Wright-Phillips is a handful.
I love conquers everything.
Glorious opportunity for Paul Scholes.
To come in underneath Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, and he's managed to squeeze it in.
And he squeezed it into the bottom.
Paul Scholes squeezed into the back.
And he got it in from an impossible angle.
He's been in that position several times today.
And he's up there now.
Cheeky monkey.
He's just humping.
Grind and grind and grind. Up and down and out.
Forward and back, forward and back. Excellent.
It's football for you.
Did just squirt behind.
Paul Scholes.
Squirted away.
Paul Scholes.
Lasted just a couple of minutes.
Should have done better.
Life's never quite perfect, is it?
Giggs goes down.
Wayne Rooney.
Well done, Ryan.
Is that how he spends his day off?
Wes Brown's coming on. Ferdinand.
It's a Manchester United romp, and they're all getting in on the act.
That's really quite uplifting.
They're nice to watch, and they're certainly adventurous.
They're really, really good to watch.
Oh, my goodness me, we're watching different games.
Anyone interested in who I fancy?
Boris Becker.
Here's John Terry. John Terry's up to the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper's coming. There, John Terry comes in behind him. That's on John Terry's CV.
Did it hit the goalkeeper in the face?
Yeah, he definitely got one in the face.
It went right across the front of him. Didn't think you were allowed to do that.
I think what you're seeing is two goalkeepers who are suffering.
And you see the goalkeeper, Scott Carson, get his legs a yard or two apart. He's having a bad time.
He's made a mistake.
Well, he hasn't got a clue what's behind him. Look what's behind him.
Frank Lampard. And Frank Lampard,
he's not frightened to go in where it hurts. Oh, there you go. And he keeps getting in there. Oh, wonderful. He likes to play in that little hole.
You know he's going to get the whip in, and he's whipping those balls.
Nice balls.
It was a thrashing.
You don't want to let him come inside. You know what he wants to do and he's going to come inside. You just don't want him doing that.
Is it going to come?
They both want to spray balls.
Let him come and come and come and finish.
He looks at the man, he comes again.
He stinks of a man. Just goes to show what a mad game football is sometimes.
If he can deliver a good ball in, we may see the equaliser. That was predictable.
It's all so predictable.
So relentlessly predictable.
What do they teach them these days?
The Bible is the source of all truth.
We don't need the world's knowledge and information, even at a school.
Text the word school.
This story is about a vicar in a Staffordshire school. He went into a school to help children who were having problems with maths. One girl got the answer right. She was called to the front of the class, and he turns around and headbutts the child. It was a headbutt of mind-altering proportions. And he called out, "That was fine, because I'm a man and I believe in individuality." Also, he got permission from her parents.
If I died, I'd still had to go to school.
No matter what happens, you have to go to school.
I doubt very much if parents really want their children.
We'll thrash them both soundly, lock them up in the attic and go to the pictures by ourselves.
No, Mummy. I love you, Mummy.
Hello, Ma. Hello, Ma.
Hello, Ma.
I've got AIDS, Ma.
He wants his mummy.
Keep family life ticking over.
Family's important.
Think of your family.
My father make love to my mother.
Really?
Yes.
The family's all here.
Wives, husbands and children. Mothers and
You know what brothers are like?
They're brothers.
Who's for chocolate?
That's why children get credit cards.
The suckers.
The chocolate will start getting sucked up.
They sucked so powerfully.
Sucking up 2.1 million bars of chocolate. Some of you may be thinking, I don't eat that much chocolate. And you may be right. It would cause explosive diarrhea, enough to send a turd to the moon.
Take it to the next level.
There's so many levels.
Hopefully, I can go to a different level.
Go to the next level.
Jump to the next level.
Take things to the next level.
Now I've moved up a level.
You're on a different level.
A whole new level.
On another level now.
Desire of having a high level.
And I think he's going to another level.
To the next level.
He gets to the next level.
Achieve high level.
Our highest level ever.
The highest level.
What's a couple of levels between friends?
We're now ready to move on to the next stage of our lives.
It's puberty, ain't it?
Growing up, you know, becoming a man and getting muscles and hairs and stuff like that.
The best you could hope for is a beard 9 metres, 15 centimetres long.
These are all my aftershaves.
They look nice, don't they?
Yeah.
Sooner or later, you are going to have to start growing up.
Welcome to Planet U.
You are an embarrassment. You have got something to hide.
You could use a toilet.
I think you should put a dress on.
In Los Angeles, demonstrators burnt an effigy of you.
You poisoned my sister!
You're absolutely riddled with crack.
You've got a wasp in your hair.
You can go to Iraq for your holidays.
You're changing into a plant.
You've got bunions.
Yes, I've got bunions too. Boo-hoo.
You are concerned about the fate of the blue whale.
This is the sound of a humpback whale.
They haven't had much to sing about over the last few years, whales.
What's wrong with eating whale? Whale meat is delicious.
Whaling away, night and day. Not a care in the world. After the equaliser, it's the equaliser for the second time.
What a surprise.
Kind of what I expected.
Mm-hmm. Must be the telephone.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Don't phone me on my mobile.
We were afraid to answer the phone.
You have one message.
Just to tell you that I've taken your mobile phone and I've thrown it away. And how does that make you feel?
Very relaxed and soothed.
This will change your life. It's a mobile phone.
The look and feel of a mobile phone.
I'll have my mobile the whole time.
Mobile phone? And we're like a bloody intravenous drip.
I've got a mobile holder, a water holder, a poo holder.
Call 0800 33 123 556 00
401 448
888
777 27.
I've got numbers running around my brain.
You go along there and carry on with your telephoning, and let me get on with my sums.
Some people are still busy with their sums.
Give me some numbers.
These are the numbers 5, 6, or 7. 8 or 9 is typical.
That doesn't excite me at all. So give me some more numbers now that really make me interested.
Then you add it all up.
Clever girl.
Good girl.
Oh, good girl.
Yeah, she's a good little girl.
I'm pleased to see her so confident.
If you put too much pressure on a child, I don't think they'll work too good. But if you put too much, if you don't put too much pressure on a child, they won't educate and they won't get to do a good job.
Get yourself a little job.
That could be something to work towards.
You know how life works. Or start learning how to flip burgers.
Yeah, this is probably going to be an interesting career.
You know, I'm really beginning to regret not staying in management consultancy.
Management consultants.
Management consultants.
Trust me, I'm a project coordinator.
I am a civil servant.
This indicates he was a licensed cab driver.
A cab driver.
Once a taxi man, always a taxi man.
I guess this means you're not a marine biologist.
Starts. The work starts now.
I'm off to work now.
Yeah, all right, love, yeah. I'll see you later, eh?
What is this work you want me to do?
What is it you want us to do?
What duties must I perform?
My duty is to the company. I am not important.
Man is just a work machine.
It's made us work hard.
And we work ever so hard.
Same old thing every day.
Routine grind.
All I did was sleep and work.
Work and sleep, little else.
Get up, take a shower, I shave, I brush my teeth, I get dressed, I go down and check email, I eat a bowl of cereal, I drive to work, I come home from work, I make dinner, I sleep and I snore. I get up, take a shower, I shave, I brush my teeth, I get dressed, I go down and check email, I eat a bowl of cereal, I drive to work, I come home from work, I make dinner, I sleep and I snore.
Every day, you know.
You gotta get around and see all your family and your friends. Make sure you have everything taken care of. There's just not enough time to do everything, which makes it all the more difficult. I finally got to the point where I couldn't stand it anymore.
I'm afraid you're gonna have to speak to a doctor.
So I went to the doctor.
I went to the doctor, guess what he told me?
He said he's gonna send me to die right away.
In Arizona, a team of surgeons prepare to operate on Brett Kerrer. They intend to kill him.
Existence can't be treated. We don't have any other solution to the pressure of existence than the one we propose, which is called death.
Before surgery, Brett is heavily sedated to slow down the rate at which his brain is working.
Nah, I'm not gonna die. I'm gonna be fine.
The last thing I'd want to do is give you a false impression. My number one priority is to get rid of you. You will die.
I strongly suggest the termination of his life.
You will die.
You will die.
You're gonna die.
You're dying.
Think of the alternative. Every day, day in and day out, it's pure disaster. Death is really very acceptable.
When you wake up, you're gonna see God. So how can you lose?
Yes, he's going. Yes, he snuffed it.
It's a success. Brett is dead.
There has been a death.
We've scored 1-0. To death.
Shit. I'm dead.
What are you talking about? You're no more dead than I am.
He should have died, but he didn't.
This is a PowerPoint presentation of my life so far, because I'm not dead yet.
We made a sausage casserole once.
I once tried writing on my arm.
I can get up in the morning and eat.
I've been for a walk.
I walked about a bit.
I got a great recipe for sweet potato pie.
I've got a computer.
I have fish and seafood.
I have got some fish.
I've got myself some hot milk.
I've played darts.
I fell over.
I twisted my ankle.
I lost 2.5 stone in the last 6 months.
I'm
looking for a shoe.
I know what a sandwich is.
I kicked a jug of water over.
I've got Romany blood in me.
I'm half Greek.
I'm not disabled.
My brain functions.
I'm 35 years old.
I've got the brain of a 25-year-old.
I bought two new toothbrushes.
I have a purple sweater.
I've been going to workshops.
I knew Jesus.
I voted once.
I work scrubbing people's floors.
I'm healthy.
I just enjoy myself.
I'm not mad.
I don't think I would move in with the Women's Institute.
I'm wearing this season's swimsuit.
You're wearing tasteful new clothes.
I once tried riding my bicycle.
I don't know how to ride a bike.
I'm quite short. I'm a size 14.
I did a little deer hunting.
I like roast potatoes.
I've got a couple of mates.
I've got a sword and two Uzis.
I'm not broke. I make my own decisions about money. And I still buy my shoes at Marks and Spencer.
I've got every one of the major gadgets going.
I like sitting on the toilet.
I've tested toilet seats.
I've got manic depression.
I've got condiments.
I have duck hunting equipment.
I'm not a warlock.
I think Jason Donovan's cool.
And I've got some mango chutney in my fridge.
I had quite an amazing experience washing up some dishes. Quite out of this world.
I have won the bloody lottery.
I hate wasps.
I just sat and drank lots of pints.
I did have some happy times.
I've had quite a life.
But as full as his life is, there's something missing. He's looking for a girlfriend.
Was I looking for a woman?
I felt a bit intimidated by the girls.
Things are bad for me with the human women.
He joined a dating agency who makes sure he's looking his best.
What you need to do is a bit of a haircut, trim the sides slightly, you lose all the stubble, seriously. But you can wear some smart cash trousers or wear nice colourful shirts. Think 90s kids presenter. Orange, you look good in orange. Orange shirt. Get a bright orange shirt. I'll lend you a bright orange shirt. I'll lend you an orange shirt.
I was excited about the orange shirt. But after a few minutes, I heard some banging. It was as if I wasn't there. Paul Ross was choreographing sex. It was like Strictly Come Dildos. There was a bad smell in the air. It was dog poo. I was very impressed. Paul Ross claims God spoke to him and asked him to make sure the girl's underwear was legal. Even so, I still wasn't ready to accept the Lord.
Tell you what, why don't you all pray? Just spend a minute praying.
So, do you want to say a prayer or something?
Dear God, amen.
Yeah, that was nice.
Earlier on this week, 20 Church of England bishops wrote a letter urging the government to lock up God in Broadmoor Secure Hospital. Are they right when they say God and his wife Barbara, who works in the bookies round the corner, are a danger to all humanity, which technically speaking is illegal? The bishops announced their plans to replace God with Bono and Chris Martin from Coldplay, or Doctor Who.
My real life was just dying.
So in the end, I thought, I'll get a computer.
I went online.
Facebook. MySpace.
Facebook. MySpace.
Facebook.
Actually, this is MySpace.
What we're talking about is social networking sites.
There's thousands on that internet.
Let's be friends.
Ooh, we're friends, aren't we?
You're my best friend.
The biggest friend ever, huh?
I am your friend.
We're best friends.
Yes.
I'm your friend.
Yay, thanks for being my friend.
Yes, I've had a happy experience on the internet. I couldn't stop crying. I was very upset. I cried. No, I haven't had a very happy experience.
This is all about isolation, right?
You promise you'll not go out of the house tonight?
Promise you I won't walk out the door.
Oh, Bill, fuck me.
Actually, I'm quite happy to stay here.
I like to keep myself to myself.
To stay inside your lounge.
Do nothing.
I'm a prisoner in my own home.
I decided to start going out.
Just go out and just walk around and perhaps have a cup of tea, perhaps have some lunch out.
Whoa! This place is rocking.
Party.
They touched the drop.
Disco party. Disco dancing.
Dancing in the dark. Dancing and drinking and dancing in the dark.
You're a good dancer.
He's used his body well there.
Dance party.
Dance party.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Top of the pop.
Top of the pop.
I knew on his face he had the look of the Latin dancer.
Seems to solve a lot of problems having a little dance.
I don't know, he's either going to go out there and dance his little pants off or he's going to go out there and die. I don't know which one of the two he'll do.
Oh dear, it's all getting rather silly, isn't it?
I know it's silly.
It's silly. It is silly.
It's funny. It is funny.
It is funny.
Oh no, it isn't.
Oh yes, it is.
Oh my God.
Time to see what the human garbage is up to.
He did talk a lot of rubbish most of the time.
Yes, I keep laughing. I don't want to be crying. Because I know that I'm halfway through my life and I'm that much closer to dying. My body's not looking after itself no more, so I need to do a little bit of exercise. I need to get stronger because I realise that I won't do that for myself. I'm looking at all the young girls that I see. My hair's receding. What do I do? What do I wanna be? It's too late for me. I can't go university. Feel like a paedophile or like a rapist. I wonder, are you ever gonna take this? Never listen to me. I'm approaching 30. Actually, fuck me. I'm already 30. I'm much older than that in my heart. So please don't make me start looking at my life as it gets kinda grimy. I see that and I think, oh, blimey, using slang from another era. And that's the way you fear the time is moving on, it's getting older. Yes, and I look over my shoulder. I see death with a sickle laughing at me. Saying not long to go, looking at his wristwatch. Hit me with a crush. What, like bish bash bosh? Going back in the time as I reminisce. And now did it come to this? I used to drink too much, I used to smoke too much. Now I don't even have a girl to touch. I look around and I see the lovely little ladies, but I wouldn't get them if I didn't drive Mercedes. And I can't even drive. And it's an absolute miserable situation to be facing. What do you bring to the mix when you're older? A bit of wisdom, but who was that? You're bored of younger people, they don't want to hear it. They don't respect the old people, and that's a fact. And we get into this, and we get into that, and we go right back. And I'm crying on the track.
Moist eyes.
Well, I'm so upset. Yes, no hairline in this time. I'm going bald, like my whole family did. I thought I was immune to that when I was a kid, but now I see that I'm just like the rest. I feel like Duncan Goodhue's bald nephew. Oh, why do I have to get old?
Dear, oh dear, what a load of old rubbish.
You sounded so black.
Thank you.
We've reached the time in our journey when we will be buying houses.
Will I be able to buy a house?
He's bought a building
straight into the living room,
straight
which is here.
The room. And the kitchen, keep it open plan, give it a bit of an airy feeling.
Then you go up the stairs.
Upstairs, the bedroom.
And another bedroom.
Another bedroom. Bathroom. Bedroom. Bathroom.
On the second floor.
That's right, on the second floor.
The loft space,
the loft
really.
Space, yeah. Create a modern feel, a real modern feel. Two wardrobes and a toilet. A rather modern look.
Modern feel.
Modern
about
look,
it.
Yeah, downtown modern look.
He's bought a building. He's bought a building. Great.
Yeah.
Where do you live in the world?
I live in Croydon, where the local council is a risk to life and property. Croydon Bleeding Council have plans to endanger lives in foreign countries.
Croydon Council, Croydon Council,
Croydon Council are going to war. They launch a military attack on Canada's busiest Coast Guard station.
Give me my gun.
Get a gun!
Get the gun!
Got a gun.
And he fires it.
It's all over in just 10 seconds of fire and fury. Croydon conquered the Canadians, no problem.
Canada had been taken by Croydon Council.
Well, you know, it's the council, they can do what they like.
Croydon Council was the greatest superpower in the world. Croydon Council ruthlessly carved out an empire to enrich itself. The people of Croydon worshipped democracy as a god. They were such vigorous democrats that they constantly voted to go to war. Voting to kill foreigners because undemocratic life is not worth living. Liberty, equality and freedom of speech were thought to walk the streets of Croydon. But of course they were under 24-hour surveillance. Democracy promised free meals and erect fallacies for every man, woman and child.
You can't argue with a car.
Do you know where your lad's going tonight?
I need to get back to London.
London?
We're probably miles from London.
Well, come on, let's get to London.
London, you're in London. Get your London here.
I don't want to boast, but we might be somewhere in London.
This is London.
We come from London.
I live in London. London. London on the ground.
Good old London town.
Londoners.
You're all London dicks.
London, it's literally covered in bees.
Now that is a view of London I've never had before.
Well, it's still London anyway.
Yeah.
Panic swept through the city.
We'll have to get out of London.
We gotta get out of this place.
We've got to get out of this place.
Leave the capital.
Be gone from the city forever.
For a spiritual journey.
I'm going on an extreme spiritual journey.
Shut up.
I feel like Alice in Wonderland standing outside the little door.
Shut up.
Oh, this is interesting. This is a bit like Narnia.
Shut up.
It's definitely Narnia.
Shut up.
It's like another world.
This is not some Enid Blyton novel.
It's like a bus journey and it's heading to Never Never Land.
Shut up, will you?
It's a rainbow of a myriad of experiences.
Shut your mouth.
I'm on a journey.
Shut your face.
Like a pebble that's just been really polished by the tide.
Feel like a five-year-old school child with an incredibly demanding teacher from Victorian times.
It's been magical.
It's magical.
It's magical.
Oh no, it isn't.
I believe that there's something out there.
Just shut up and you carry with her.
There is God, there is angels, and they are living next to us.
That's absolute nonsense.
There is some sort of life after death.
Will you shut it?
like to eat cows.
When was the last time you actually saw a cow?
A cow, a snake, a sparrow.
A snake, cow and a sparrow, they're all animals.
A snake is not an animal.
Spider! Did you say spider?
Spiders.
The spiders.
The spiders?
The spiders.
Giant spiders.
Giant spiders.
You saw the spider, didn't you?
Spiders? What are you talking about?
We are abandoning the land.
A lot of people were losing the link with the countryside.
What is it?
I don't know, it looks like some kind of vegetable.
Near where I live, there's a special class, and it's vegetable classes, how to get familiar with vegetables. It's £10 for 30 minutes, and they put a parsnip under their chin, and they can put a parsnip between their legs, and then they'd
stick a carrot up your arse!
How about that for a carrot?
Root. Stem. Leaf. Flower.
Flowers, leaves, stems, dinner party.
We try with people and they come and have dinner with us. And they stare at us, don't they? I don't know why.
There's a small bowl of sliced and pickled ox penis on the table.
Do you want to go out for a meal? Do you want to go out for a meal? I said, you know, a meal.
Coming to lunch.
Do you want lunch?
I wouldn't even count on us getting dinner.
And you're worried about what we're having for bloody dinner.
What have I got for you? Some funny smelling soup.
Maybe he wasn't hungry enough.
I don't mind telling you, I'm quite hungry.
I've never felt so hungry.
All consuming hunger. A hunger that never dies. A hunger that will never die.
A hunger that never dies.
How about a sandwich?
I think I'll cut myself a sandwich.
Here, have your sandwich. Hey, go on.
Tuck in.
Get that down, yeah.
Food and drink mean nothing to us.
How about if I get you something a bit special for your tea tonight?
There's no denying the beautiful flavours. I love that. I love that.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it.
Oh, yeah, he's loving it.
He really does enjoy it.
For Sunday lunch, roast beef or lasagna with Alan Shearer.
How you doing, Geordie? What are your blood sugar levels like?
Awful, very poor. I'd like a cup of tea and a couple of biscuits.
There's a massive blood sugar demand.
I'm going to make toast.
Toast.
We need some bread.
Bread.
Bread!
Making toast.
How important
is a toaster? We need a toaster.
The toaster.
The bread goes into the toaster.
In a toaster.
And then, of course, you have to turn it on.
Could anyone fall in love with a toaster? And then I went to the toilet.
A public toilet.
Might be, I don't know, a poo or I don't know.
I guess it's urine, I guess.
There's a good chance that that's human excrement.
And I saw papers of toilet, the toilet papers.
For your bottom.
Bottom wiping, bottom wiping.
That's definitely feces.
It's low!
How many tons of feces will you speak? How many cups of tea will you flush away?
If you was going to go to the toilet, you emptied all your dirty water down there to make a cup of tea.
I'll have a coffee.
I thought you might like some coffee.
Yes, well, I think we should have some coffee.
And I do love a good cup of coffee.
I like my coffee black.
Black coffee.
Thanks very much, let's have a coffee.
Yeah, look, never mind the dratted coffee. What about the spiders? I keep a spider. I've kept a spider for years. How can you be lonely with spiders in your house? You can't be lonely.
You won't need the spiders anymore.
I shan't need the spiders anymore.
Any trouble?
I've been a bit lonely.
Cold and lonely.
Cold and lonely.
It's a very lonely life at times.
It was a tremendous feeling of loneliness.
You are alone.
Emptiness and loneliness.
fear grows daily.
This is a time to fear.
Tell him about the fear.
Fear is loneliness. Loneliness is fear.
You're not very happy, are you?
You're not very happy, are you?
Because of the fear.
I was never more miserable in my life.
Desperately unhappy.
Sad, yeah?
Complete desolation.
Try not to get too optimistic.
Lust for life, yeah, I remember that.
The world seems bleak, I feel sad.
I feel cold.
Bleak and black and very dark.
The dark side.
Could be quite low at times. Go boom, straight down, well into the blues.
Oh God, what a disaster.
Oh no, depressing, isn't it?
I got nothing to live for.
I never fail to be impressed by your optimism.
Such a bird.
Smashing bird there, eh?
Ah, she's a fine, stout girl.
A pretty girl with lovely hair.
Nice hair.
She had lovely hair.
Look at her hair.
It was worth looking at.
We all love the big hair.
Big hair.
I can't get away from the big hair.
She's got a lot of time to brush it.
New Pantene Pro-V Full and Thick Collection can make your hair thin.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, wow, well, that's lovely.
She knew it was lovely.
Nice.
Hopes of love are pinned on stars in the sky.
My horoscope says I was going to meet somebody called Brian.
It's kind of like an interesting name.
And what's your name?
My name is Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Well, hello there.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, darling.
Say hello to the world's biggest slag. She guzzles a whopping 240 English workmen day after day. Whatever she's doing down there, once she's in position, she can stay there for ages. She's three stories high. She's enormous. She's got a unique flip-top skirt for maximum access. And if you go down on the slag today, you'll find an exhaust pipe straight from a motocross bike. She floats a metre and a half above the ground. She's not easy to stop, and she'll spend about £40,000 on shoes. Tubes so huge they haven't been built yet. She patrols the streets looking like a duck in leather shorts. She's magnificent. 2 miles down the road is a man who has always loved the slag. The man is hard as nails. He's a giant. He's the granddaddy of them all. The big boy, Jack the Ripper. The guy drinks up to 200 litres of raw alcohol a day. Enough to fill a swimming pool. And he eats a lot of curry. He's got a rooster tail for looking sexy and an extendable cock designed specially for the old slag. It's basically a 6-metre-long hydraulic hammer. It's shaped like a beluga whale. It's big. It's bad. It's a beluga. Jack's massive cock, it's a lot less deadly than it used to be. In the old days before health and safety, its stream was strong enough to knock a man over. It's even blown car doors off their hinges. Today, that's not a problem, because Jack the Ripper is ready to challenge the world's biggest slag to a head-to-head battle of death and destruction. Here in Felixstowe, it's calm, serene, beautiful. One of the most romantic places in the world. Everyone's just waiting for the slag. She comes in, driving a car with a bricked-up windscreen. Jack and the slag are mobbed by fans, getting the full rock star treatment. Their merchandise flies off the shelf. Everybody loves them.
They look awesome. Both of them look unbelievably awesome.
I don't think there's too much out there that's harder than the slag myself.
Tension mounts. The winner will be the one who is as mean and flexible as a polar bear. It's showtime. They strip down to their knickers. Then they grab each other, grinding relentlessly from side to side. Jack starts to fall down a hill into a mud bath. It's 1-0 to the diamond hard slag. Battered and bruised, Jack starts to swing a knuckled sandwich at the slag. She swivels and twists out of danger. After that, her fans get extremely turned on. Sometimes these battles went on for days, but 6 hours later, Jack and the slag have fallen in love, settled down, and bought a cat from a local pet shop. They even gave the cat its name, Captain Sanil Crasto. That's it. Mission accomplished. Over and out.
Of a life if you can't make it a happy life.
Come on, get happy. Don't worry.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Go on. Go on, be happy.
I could be happy.
I could be happy.
Everybody be happy.
Everybody's happy.
What we're interested in is how we can have a happy life. And what we're really interested in is finding people who can maybe give us some help.
There's the technology to alter how brains think.
I suggest the mind probe.
You are authorized to use the mind probe.
I prefer to put my faith in the mind probe.
The mind probe is considerable.
We have mind probing techniques.
We shall have to use the mind probe.
The mind probe.
Mind probe? Look, you can use your mind probe or whatever.
They'll use the mind probe.
No, not the mind probe.
It's just a mind probe.
Your probes have touched me,
mind. Probing.
Commence the analysis of the brain.
How intelligent are you?
It's time to find out the results.
You have got an IQ of 170.
What does that actually mean in...
Normal IQ is 100.
Oh, give her a cuddle.
Give her a cuddle.
Let's have a cuddle and then there's no problem.
Try to make it all romantic.
Try and organise a bit of romance, eh?
Will you marry me?
Tell her that you love her.
Whatever.
You're the one that's made a porno with your dogs, your boyfriend's brother, and your sister's brother. Yeah.
You flipping liar. You're a liar.
Will you be quiet?
Tell me about these dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah. Apparently you parade up and down outside the school gate squealing like a baby, making love with dogs.
We didn't actually go to school.
You had an affair. Whatever. You hate each other. Whatever. I don't care. She's hit me with a snooker ball in a sock.
Yeah. Antisocial behaviour.
What's it like to be on an aspo?
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Whatever you do, don't go on one.
What about the wedding?
To be your lawfully wedded husband.
Well, someone asked. I guess I better do it.
Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
Attention, all wedding guests. There is no cause for alarm.
Let's all have sex.
Will there be boobs?
Yes, absolutely.
Tight panty girdles.
Close your mouth, you're dribbling.
Close your mouth, you're dribbling.
And you're dribbling.
Dribblers.
Rub me down in some hot oils, baby. I want to show you my dick. Yes, I do.
Have you ever stopped and wondered what makes his cock beautiful?
Does size matter?
It often starts very small.
It actually has the capacity to grow.
It has the nasty habit of ejecting a fluid into the face of the admirer.
The things I do to hydrate my skin.
I could just open my legs like so, and already I'm laughing and enjoying myself.
They are going at it, hammer and tongs.
They're legendary lovers, so we know they mean business. But it's mostly about having sex and not much about having babies.
You're trying to create a baby.
Pregnancy is a bit of a problem.
Could be problems here! There certainly are problems!
This is the baby!
We wanted a perfect baby.
So many babies.
Baby.
Baby.
I love babies.
I love babies.
I love the real children.
Baby.
Baby.
I've never seen so many babies.
He's a bashful baby, isn't he?
He's a Babster.
He's an open-eyed smiler.
Open-eyed smiler.
I didn't really know I had a baby.
Got the baby.
I heard a cry.
I just had a baby.
You've had a baby.
You don't understand how hard it is bringing up a baby.
Can I handle a baby?
Babies.
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 Babies?
The tiniest of babies.
He really is very, very young.
Adorable little baby.
A baby.
Pretty baby. Pretty baby. Pretty baby, pretty baby.
Oh, look at
the open hand.
Oh, that's a beautiful hand, isn't it?
Everybody loves a baby. Everybody loves a baby.
Oh, I want a loving baby. Oh, I want a loving baby. Pretty baby. Pretty baby.
I don't sleep much.
I can't sleep at night.
Energy almost completely exhausted, sir.
We need to rest.
Right now, your body needs rest.
I must rest. I am exhausted.
I'm so tired.
I've never felt more tired ever.
I'm tired.
That's it. Get your sleep.
Now you can rest.
That's what I need, a wheelchair.
Get a wheelchair.
I'll get a wheelchair.
I know, I'm in this wheelchair.
Magic.
I've just seen a wheelchair.
Yes, you have seen a wheelchair.
The wheelchair.
I don't like a wheelchair. I don't like a wheelchair.
A wheelchair? You've got to be kidding. This guy's got legs.
He's got a leg.
I'm lazy. As simple as that.
Shuffle off. It's all over. All over. That's the end. Don't make me flash the lights on and off. Should have made the most of it while you had the chance. Alright, maybe the beer's a bit flat. And that bloke you're sitting next to, he's an ugly bastard. But you've had it better than most. Could have got chucked out early. Some did. Can't stay here forever, you know. Come on, sling your hook. Get out. You stink. And it's all over for me too. Maybe I should have done things differently. Who knows? Falling off that ladder? That was a mistake. And that Sally Parker could have had a go on her. But I got drunk and fell asleep in an ashtray. And looking back on it, probably ate too much moussaka. There are other foods, you know. What's done is done. There's no point crying over spilt milk. I've lived my life.
Do you think we're going to die?
I thought we might.
I was told I would probably die.
Sooner or later, if you're a human...
You're going to die.
Then where will you be? Dead!
People don't want to die. And people in this country end up dying, which is not their choice.
Life does come to an end.
We do die eventually, I'm afraid.
You can't stop yourself dying.
To try is certain death.
Death is usually fatal.
Have you enjoyed it, being human? Has it taught you wonderful things? Are you better, richer, wiser?
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Well, I think the build-up was better than the finish.
Good night.
Over and out.
Bye.
Now I'm going to leave you for a couple minutes in silence
and after a couple of minutes, I'll come back.
Kaj poslušamo?
Kaj je to za en komad?
Kaj pa je to za ena zadeva?
Kaj je to za en komad?
Kaj pa je to?
Kaj je to za ena pesma?
Kaj
pa je to za en komad?
Kjer hud komad? Kaj je to za en komad?
Zvedavo.
Ej ti!
Ja?
Kaj te zanima? A kjer komad je to? A bi rad vedel, kjer komad je to?
Mhm.
Moraš poslušati v četrtek radio.
Glasbene avanture v Zvedavom ušesu vsak četrtek zvečer na Radiu Študent.